All right. All right. Well, anyone from other stations are welcome to join in this discussion and debate. Okay. First of all, my name is Jim Dingman. I'm a member of the WBI LSB, and I'm also a PNB member. We have on the screen with us Michael White. Is that you at Carolyn McIntyre, Michael? Well, Michael White, Michael D.D. White, is also the vice chair of this committee, the Town Hall Assembly Committee, and he'll be joining us at some point. He's right now sending people from the other Zoom account. And also in this committee is Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman. She's also a member of the Town Hall Assembly meeting committee of the LSB in New York. Now, we're going to be having...
But I had no part in setting up this meeting.
That's right. And we're going to be having another Town Hall meeting on the 19th of August. And either that will be devoted to the fiscal crisis completely, or we will do another discussion on the issues of the election. Now, before I start, there are ground rules that have to be agreed upon by everybody, and I'm just going to ask everybody to say yay or nay on these ground rules so that there's no ambiguity about that. This is the ground rules for all the different debates or discussions that occur within Pacifica. This is posted on the website of Pacifica, and I'm just going to read them out to people. These are the ground rules for election events. All election events must be open to all listeners and all candidates, and must not promote one specific candidate or slate. The election event debate form or other format must be run by a moderator who does not act as a spokesman for the station or any individual candidate or candidate slate on the subjects discussed, but has the sole function of ensuring that the ground rules are observed. Now, at the beginning and end of the election event, the moderator must state that the views expressed are those of the candidates, not of the radio station or Pacifica Foundation, and the sponsorship of the debate is not an endorsement by the sponsor of any candidate. The moderator must clearly explain the event's format and time limits allotted to candidate statements or responses. All participants, moderators, hosts, timekeepers, board keepers, board operators, candidates must disclose in writing any affiliations with or any endorsements for any candidates or candidate slates to the National Election Supervisor using this form. Now, my suggestion is, considering that it is a little difficult to do this, people should go to the ground rules for election debates, read it and sign it. But I will finish my comment because I know it's hard to do with people just coming in from different parts of the country and entering this for the first time. There will be no substitutes or stand-ins for the candidates. In the event of absence, candidates can provide a 15-second statement to be read by the moderator. Candidates will be introduced by their name. Random sequence can be generated by random.org. Okay, we're just gonna have people come in randomly. This is for in-person debates. Candidates can bring notes, pads, and pens for taking notes. Time should be equally allocated to candidates and stated clearly by the moderator. This is very important. The candidates will not interrupt one another. Now, I will be pretty firm on this, so please do not interrupt other people and the people in the audience. Please do not interrupt the candidates while they're speaking. We want to have a civil discourse. People will be removed if that is violated. I will not hesitate to do that. Our objective is to have a sound and rational discourse. Now, I will start this off. First of all, does everybody here who is running for a LSB position, and if you're from WBA, that's fine. If you're from other stations, that's fine too. Does everybody here have any problems with these ground rules that Pacifica has stated to have these kind of debates? All right, fine. So I will take that as acceptance that you are all going to agree to do this. Now, Michael and I, Michael White has just joined us. Thank you, Michael. I'm going to make Michael a co-host of this event. Basically, we'll be running the event. Michael will he has a certain amount of questions that he wants to put in there. We've done these before. We will ask members of the audience and staff, listener members and staff, to ask questions at a certain time, and Michael will explain how that works in a minute or so. I will ask people to introduce themselves to each other and the audience. Remember that we are right now streaming, so we actually have several hundred people listening to us, and this event will be recorded and posted. So this will be a official function of the election process, and also will be something that people can listen to. As I said, this will be the first of a number of debates. I've opened it up to other people in the country. Obviously, if we have 100 people come in here, we'll have to do something different. But it's really fortunate and glad, and I thank everybody for taking the time out to run for this position. Now, what I'd first like to do is establish that people will have, for their initial statement, 2 minutes to describe to everybody who they are, what their positions are, et cetera. I'm not going to be rigid about this. I mean, please try to keep it within 2 minutes. I am going to time everybody, and I'm going to make sure that, you know, everybody sort of stays within the boundaries of that. I mean, you know, I'm not going to be, you know, nuts about it if someone goes a couple of seconds over or not, but try to be respectful of the fact that we've got a lot of people we have to go through. I wanted to then we're going to pose questions that all will have an opportunity to ask and respond to. And then we'll have another round where people can respond to that question or proposition that is posed to them. Now, I wanted Michael to introduce himself. Michael's the vice chair of the of WBAI, the LSB. And Michael has other elements that he wants to introduce here, especially when it comes to asking those who are not running for the LSB how we want them to participate in the debate. Michael, take it away there.
One moment. Just be aware, yep. Ralph Hawkins, who I believe is running, has also joined us.
Ralph, do you want to participate in this debate? You are running in Los Angeles, if I recall. Ralph? Well, Ralph is more than welcome to participate. So we will open it up to Ralph if he wants to do that. Michael is not successfully signed in. What we will do at some point is those who are listener members or staff who are participating in this, they can ask questions to a general sense. They can, you know, we'll have like 90 seconds to make a comment. And what we'll do in that round is that people will, we're going to have every single listener member or staff person make a comment about what their opinion are of this. And for some reason, Michael, I did make you a co-host. In any event, weird. But anyway, and then people can respond in that round any way they want to these kind of comments. They can take what they want, but we're going to have every listener member make their comments to all these assembled LSB candidates, and they can respond any way they want. Now, Michael's joining us right now. Michael, are you here? All right. Well, let me start off.
Michael put in the chat that he's not co-hosting and he can't be a moderator.
All right. Well, anyway.
So, Jim, I'll introduce myself. I'm currently on the board, and I am vice chair of the board currently. I'm not eligible to be a moderator of this, so but I will help you from a technical standpoint to run. So the one to make a co-host for that purpose is where you see Julian Assange and his son in a glass stained glass image. So.
All right, very good. Thank you, Michael. All right, well, let's start. Now, we're going to, as I say, everybody will have 2 minutes to introduce themselves. I'm not going to be rigid about it. Please do not interrupt everybody and all that, because I'll give you one warning, and after that, I'll simply remove you, and I will not hesitate to do that. So please, let's keep the discourse civil. And, you know, remember, we're recording this. It's going to be listened to by other people. And I'm going to start with Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman. Eleanor, please introduce yourself and say what you want to say in 2 minutes.
Hi. I'm Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman. I'm a former WBAI staff member and community advisory board member running for re-election to help prevent Pacifica being overtaken by New Day Visigoths. I'm a member of the Pacifica Fight Back organization and urge people to vote for the Pacifica Fight Back candidates, Serene Roberts, Joan DiLorenzo, and Alejandrina Murphy, so that we can enact constructive policy together. I started at WBAI when it was on 8th Avenue as a news intern, engineered for Tony Coggi's Through the Opera Glass, Bob Fass's Radio Unnameable, and was Peacenik co-host of Tom Whisker's Weaponry Program. I joined the Community Advisory Board until I became a member of the local station board. When listeners ask me to bring something up with the LSB, I try to do so. I see myself as a conduit representing you. I invite your input. Please write me with your questions and suggestions at EEF, as in Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman, www@yahoo.com. And please put your subject line in all capital letters so it will stand out. On the LSB, I've offered motions listeners ask for to open the chat at meetings and excusing no excuse no shows, establish a bylaws mandated process to offer waivers to those who can't afford $25 at a time when people aren't able to volunteer at the station. Restore the bylaws required e-address for listeners to write LSB members and extend adjournment time or resume in a week so we'll get through the agenda. I'm a lifelong feminist and nonviolent peace activist who's worked for many years to try to get Ron Dellums and John Lewis's peace tax fund bill passed, establishing CO status for taxpayers. I am a war tax resister who's had my bank account seized, paycheck seized, had IRS agents ask my landlord and teachers what else they could seize, being questioned by the IRS twice and threatened with contempt of court and an indeterminate prison sentence. I'm on the board of Conscience and Peace Tax International, an NGO granted special consultative status with the Economic and Social Council of the UN and MCPTI's New York UN representatives.
Recording in progress.
All right. Are you finished, Eleanor?
Yeah, I just was told the recording is in progress. That's why I paused. The New Day Visigoths try to destroy Pacifica by lawsuits. I don't believe in weakening Pacifica with money-draining lawsuits. That's why I'm not a plaintiff in the Lawrence Reyes suit, though I endorse the goals it seeks. I support it might have possibly have brought about these elections. I support following the bylaws scrupulously with regular elections and replacement of 6-year term outs with runners up. I myself was one. KPFK's building shouldn't be sold, jeopardizing its ability to continue transmitting. The idea that KPFA could or should break away from Pacifica isn't possible or desirable. I'd like to end infomercials for dubious products. Listeners should be able to easily contact LSB members by email or phone. Members should be informed when their membership is about to expire.
All right. Thank you, Eleanor. All right. We gave Eleanor a little more time, so we'll be flexible with everybody else. Alejandra Murphy, Ali Murphy, please introduce yourself.
I'm sorry, Jim. I'm eating something right at the moment. Can you come back?
Okay, why don't you, I'll come back to you. Just let me, give me a shout out.
Yeah, thank you.
When you're digested. Okay, Bruce Greif. Oh, Bruce, are you there? All right, I'm going to skip Bruce. Bruce, I'll come back to Bruce. Jeremy Kozomarov, you please introduce yourself to everybody.
Okay. My name is Jeremy Kuzmarov. I'm a managing editor at Covert Action Magazine, and we cover U.S. foreign policy from a critical point of view. If anybody's interested, yeah, I could provide a link. I was, in touch with some people from Pacifica who informed me that there was a serious crisis at the network. Also, yeah, related to the content, you know, there was a piece by Ann Garrison pointing to the pro-war bent of some of the programming and people involved, and that they're really become more an adjunct to the Democratic Party. And I think we see this in a lot of alternative media. We see it with a program like Democracy Now. And I think I would stand for, you know, free speech. I would like to see more coverage of, you know, what we cover in the magazine, covert operations, critical perspective on U.S. foreign policy. And I'd like to see, you know, alternative media independent of the Democratic Party. Some position might align with it, but others, you know, that they should be equally critical of corruption in the Democratic Party as Republican Party. And I think, yeah, I had a conversation with Paul. I think it was Paul Darienzo or some other people were saying that, I mean, the roots of Pacifica is in, you know, covering community activism. And I think that, you know, that doesn't get covered in mainstream media. So I think that's something the radio network can make, you know, be unique, in covering activist movements on the grassroots. So I think that's what the station should be focused on. And yeah, I favor free speech and, you know, people who have a contrarian view on the COVID narrative. I think the left has been very dogmatic, and authoritarian when it comes to certain issues like COVID, or Ukraine. And I favor free speech. And people who promote a dissenting viewpoint should be given airtime, and there should be debate. I mean, our job should be to stimulate debate, and to give voice to dissenting perspectives. And, you know, viewers could ultimately decide for themselves what is good information or what is quackery. And I know, you know, Pacifica, I was on the Gary Null show, and I think he's a good guy, very interesting analyst. You know, I saw his documentary. So I know there were attacks against him. Yeah, I don't favor these kind of neo-McCarthyite attacks on people like Robert Kennedy. I mean, I don't agree with everything Kennedy said, but I think he is good on certain issues and should be given a voice. He's a bright guy. And, you know, right now he's his best alternative really in U.S. politics compared to Biden or Trump, are just horrible. So, you know, those are my position, and I want to see the network here really be a genuinely progressive, network. And I think we'll reach a wide audience, even cutting across the political spectrum. So that would be my, interests.
All right. Thank you, Jeremy. The brevity of a historian. Okay. Bruce Greif, are you available at this point? Are you still having connection trouble?
I had to dial in.
Oh, you're getting a back feed there, Bruce.
Yeah, I'm muted to the computer. All right, so I've been hanging around BAI since the shutdown, and basically, you're going to laugh, but I'm really not that interested in being on the LSB.
I'm shocked.
I'm more interested in fixing.
Got my vote.
You know, a lot of stuff that's broken. I mean, basically, if we want to survive as an alternative voice, we have to start running the place like a business and not a kid's lemonade stand. So there's all kinds of things that need to get done, from volunteer participation to outreach to, I mean, it's just like a long laundry list of things that need to get done. And that's basically why I'm here. That's it.
All right. Thank you. Ollie, are you, did you digest your food yet? Are you okay to talk, or you want to wait?
No, I'm ready. I will be ready.
Okay,
I'm
go sorry. On. Go on, Ollie.
Okay. Yeah. My name is, my first name is Alejandrina. I don't like people to call me that name because they use other name to call me Alejandra and all that. And I don't feel comfortable with because that is not my name. They just make up names, Alejandra, Alexander and all that. So, you could call me Alejandrina if you could pronounce my name. And I usually go by the name on Ali. And my last name is my husband's last name, Murphy. I used to be a listener, not a long-time listener. Then I stopped listening to WBI, but I came back when that crisis came about in October 2019. My son at one time volunteered, and when he told me, he said, WBI is very important to stay around because WBI has demonstrated that it's supposed to be a place for free speech and for democracy and all those other good things. So I joined right away. I updated my my membership, and I came back and I started participating with WBI Fight Back. Then the Pacifica Fight Back was formed, and I have been participating with them too. I'm not a longtime activist, but I, since Occupy, and that's where I know Jim from, I have been participating. There is one group that is still meet from Occupy, and we're still together. It's very, very small. We meet on Sunday from 3 to 5, and we talk about topics, different things, even though it used to call alternative banking. Now we call alternative banking / Occupy the Future. Yes, we meet on Sunday from 3 to 5. Some of you have gone there. I think McIntyre came at one time with her husband to talk about when they were doing something against the library. They were working to keep the library open. So I do remember them. So we still meet. We meet now on Zoom. It's a very, very small group, but we're still together. It's like a longevity. So we're still around. There is two groups that they still they meet, and one of them is us. And another group that it was formed, Jim remember, with Somumba Sombakwe, who passed away. We still meet that group, is the Friday group. We still meet, part of Occupy too. So, yeah, I have been participating with, the Fight Back group. I know that it's a big concern about the directions that this WBI will be going, and also, the whole foundation. I believe that I bring something to the table if people they vote for me. My group, the group that I belong to, which is the main group, as a Latino, as an Afro-Latino woman, I would like to see WBI dedicate some time to the Latino community. I don't think we are representative. I know that there is, you have Villar in one of those shows, but it's not the same. I'm talking about real representation. So I'm working to keep the foundation alive, and especially WBI. I think it's very important. And as one of the first, like I said, I'm an activist. In February, I went to Nicaragua because a lot of people, they're talking really badly about Nicaragua, and I had one of the best vacations that I could have. So now I'm going to Peru. There is a big situation in Peru, so we're leaving on, I'm not going to be on the next town hall because we're leaving the day before, and we're going to be in Peru for 3 weeks. So I will explore and see what is happening with that situation in Peru. A lot of people said it's dangerous. I don't think it's dangerous. You just have to go there and see what is happening. So this is, I hope that people, they vote for me. I know that I'm part of that Lawrence Law lawsuit, but I have to emphasize 3 times and emphasize again, that lawsuit is not about money. They had never asked for any money. It's about following the bylaws. So anyone that tells you this about money, they're lying to you. It's not about money. One of the things that it could be controlled at the foundation is the other side, whatever side you're on, to stop suing the foundation and making money out of those lawsuits. That is a drain to the whole foundation. So, I'm done for now.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Ollie. Doug Wood, are you there? Is that you, Doug? All right. Let me go to Joan DiLorenzo. Go on, Joan. Introduce yourself, please.
Well, thank you. My name is Joan DiLorenzo. WBAI has been a part of my life for like the last 40 years. I've been a radical since the 60s and against the war. But BAI has always been in my life. And when it was taken off in 2019, that's when we all got together and we made WBAI Fight Back, and I was helping calling to get the bylaws reversed, I think we need BAI more than ever now in Pacifica with what's going on in the world. It's like we and the government are on the same thing here. They're trying to shut us free speech down. We need more street radio, more street news where we would be out in the street covering all the events going on. We need to get more community involved with us. We need more inclusivity. We have a large Asian population in New York and we have no Asian programs. And we need different forms of fundraising with grants and also going to the community because people, I think, really get tired listeners of hearing constantly that they have to send in money, which they might not have all the time to do that. I also support Eleanor and Allie and Serene, and I hope that we can all work together. And I would love to hear what listeners think and want us to do. My email is Joni, J-O-N-I-E, the number 7DL at gmail.com. I just want to work and make the station better, work with everyone, and get more young people in to learn radio. And they would help us too, because they're so technically, they know everything with the tech and all, so they would be a good big help with us. But we need to get more listeners back. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Joan. Let me bring on Adrian Mizells. Adrian, can you please unmute?
Yes, hi.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, yes, my name is Adrian Mizells. I am currently CEO and founder of a technology startup. I have a deep experience in technology, business, and law. I have 3 degrees. One's from law school. Another one is from Wharton Business School, and I have an undergraduate degree from Penn. And I am running for a couple of reasons. One is I was reached out to by a mutual friend of Michael's because I'm a huge believer in free speech, and I am very concerned about what is going on in our country with censorship of speech. The reason I went to law school was to potentially go to the State Department to negotiate peace treaties to make this world a better place. And when there is injustice, I am the first one to stand up and say, this is not okay, and how can we fix this? Second reason is because I started listening to WBAI when I was a little girl. When I was 9 years old, my parents started listening to Gary Noll. And my mom, Gary Noll was on in our house every single day. And with the information that my mom learned from Gary Noll, she was able to extend my dad's life by 14 years past the average for someone who had his pulmonary illness, which was unheard of by allopathic doctors. So I want to give back to WBAI, and I want to do it by helping it grow and thrive across a new generation of listeners in technology formats. And also, as the only true listener-sponsored radio station in New York City, I believe WBI is in a unique position to offer content that is not beholden to corporate sponsors' agendas. So to truly run uncensored discourse, news, and content, and somebody mentioned Kennedy before, I'm a big supporter of his. The only way to fight misinformation is not with censorship, but with more information, is something that he has said. And I truly believe that. And what better way to get that information out than through a broadcasting station? So how would I help to do this? Well, three fundamental ways. First is by preserving the fundamentals of public listener-supported radio. And as a former practicing attorney, I am committed to the following for WBAI: ensuring that free speech reigns supreme by fighting even the smallest wisp of censorship, opposing any privatizing sale, lease, swap, or shutdown of the station, and ensuring good, equitable governance of the station. The second is by driving innovative ways to grow our audience and engage with our listeners in a cost-effective manner. So I ran AOL's. Somebody's talking in the wrong talking.
I'm definitely going to look at the sky.
Yes, please silent your call, please, or else I'm going to start muting people. Thank you. Go on.
by, so I ran AOL as a digital innovation team, and I'm the inventor on 9 granted patents, and I'm really well connected in the New York City and national media and tech circles. And, I will bring this innovation, and my startup is an award-winning startup, and I would love to bring this innovation mindset to WBAI to help create unique and exciting ways for our audiences to engage with each other, the content, and our on-air talent in digital formats. And in an age of podcasts and real-time interactions, I think we can transform the quote-unquote radio experience to attract a younger internet-first demographic. So I'd like to leverage my network to attract new talent and partnerships as needed. And the third way is by finding ways to generate more revenue while operating cost effectively. I ran my startup. It was bootstrapped for a long time. I ran it very cost effectively. I will say that I've listened into a couple calls, for the board, and the CEO and me is very operationally, minded, and I would love to bring more efficiency and to what I notice that's going on. I believe we can harness creative digital channels to drive more listeners and therefore more funding, and really to maximize funding while minimizing costs is something that I have many years of experience doing. So that's that.
All right. Thank you. Jack DePalma, please unmute. Jack?
Before he starts, you should be aware that...
I'm aware of everybody. I'm aware of everybody who's coming. Thank you, Eleanor.
Okay. Was Jack, this recording from the beginning of my...
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. It's on the stream that was recording. Anyway, Jack, are you there?
Yeah, I am. I'm sorry. I'm trying to do some cooking at the same time.
Okay.
I want to thank everybody for organizing this, and I want to thank everybody for being here. Also people from other parts of the network. And I want to specifically thank Otis. Otis, I love your cat, and I appreciate what you've done all along since I first got understanding about what you do for this network, this wonderful piece of my life. I've been a member of WBAI only for the last 10, 15 years, but I've listened all my life. I'm 71 years old right now. I have 3 things to say that I think are real important, but I want to just start by pointing out that anybody that was at the finance or the listened into the Pacifica National Board meeting just now, a couple of days ago, or anybody from the election committee knows that they're asking people to come up with a $5 bill or a $20 bill or $100 if you can send it out to Pacifica National for the, what's it called? Simply Voting. They're going to have to send out ballots, and it's going to cost, I think it's, $10,000, $12,000. And I just want to make sure that everybody understands that we can't ask the NES to do more for us, but we have to pay for everything that we ask of them, because they're employed to help us. And as some people seem to realize, the election process doesn't happen because we, buy votes. The election process happens because we have ideas that people support. In a democracy, we need to be understanding that together we have a network together we have a proper, honest, and open, intelligent place to talk things that are not heard elsewhere in this wonderful movie theater of America, or the television network, or the cable TV. I am indie. We call ourselves indie because we do not have to align with anybody that tells us what to do. Sometimes I see other people say that they're affiliated with other groups. I don't want to give the radio station over to Manhattan Neighborhood Network. I don't want the sale of a building, but then again, I do want us to pay our bills. And if LA couldn't pay its bills for 4 years and nobody knew about that, what were they doing in LA that they weren't talking about? Why don't we know that? So in 2015, 2014, I got associated with Jim Dingman and the WBAI cab. In 2000, I was associated with working in the premium department at 120 Wall Street. And I tried to learn the internal circumstances there at WBAI. So one of the things I learned from talking to the general manager, talking to Jim, talking to James, is that we're usually $20,000 to $30,000 in arrears for our budget needs monthly, and we have been for years. That's not nearly as bad as what's happening in LA right now. So if you need fiscal knowledge about what's going on, you could always listen to the finance committee meeting. You could join the finance committee. Our Paul will obviously welcome you after three meetings, but you have to identify yourself. And now I'm on the LSB because I've realized that sometimes good governance requires that you work together with people of a fair-minded and open-sensed responsibility to keep something like WBAI, something like Pacifica Network, alive and working so that we have this treasure of an opportunity to have free speech and an opportunity to say things that sometimes, why we don't want to hear the Hiroshima narrative again, why we don't need to be told that killing people is how you save people's lives, or, you know, we needed to drop the bomb because the Russians or the Chinese or something else. I heard it in the teacher's room when I was a teacher, and I heard it on the radio for the first time in my life. I've studied physics all my life, and I think that a lot of times when people tell you we have to kill innocent civilians because I used to tell people Tokyo firebombing was more efficient and more effective and cost less money, and we didn't have to use nuclear weapons. Okay, here it goes. We must pay our bills in New York, LA, and of course across the network. We need to work together, all together, not some people say, oh, I'm pulling for this and I'm not pulling for that. And intelligent, proper, honest, and open discussion, and that's Lou Hill's model, but we have to remember there's always been contention amongst honest people, whether you be progressive, liberal, even conservative. Everybody's got a right to some point of view, but you don't have a right to kind of, you know, throw a bomb in the middle of the group and say, listen, I'm working for you because I'm doing it my way. And last thing to say, I'm not a real supporter, even though I support the people that give a lot of money to the radio network and the radio station, because I don't believe in a lot of things that are, you know, without evidence or strong evidence.
What happened, Jack? Jack, hello? You have to unmute.
Oh, I'm sorry. I must have touched something.
Try to wrap it up, Ben.
No, I'm sorry. Where did I end off? I must have touched something.
I forget. Just finish your comment.
Thank you, everybody, for being here, and thank you very much for hosting this, Jim. And I'm running. If I can get in, I only have 1 year to serve, so thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Jack. Since we have a comrade from Los Angeles, Ralph, let's hear you're running for the LSB. Please unmute, Ralph, and then we can hear your comments to add to this. Thank you. Go on, Ralph.
Well, I concur with a lot of what's being said here. We need structural changes in order to get these deficits under control. It'll be very interesting to see what happens when a new board is elected. We'd like to get new blood in there, but I'm afraid they're going to be really shocked when they start learning all these histories of how we got here. I hope we don't dwell on that too much and look forward to the future. I know many of the recommendations that have been made at the meetings that I've attended over the past year and a half are the same things that candidates are talking about now, but nobody ever took any action. So we know what needs to be done. We just need to prioritize and get the volunteers to get things rolling. So I hope I can make it onto the KPFK LSB so I can kind of be a voice of reason. I managed a couple of radio stations when I was in college at UC Irvine and UCSD. So I really know the dynamics of what goes on in the production facility. So governance is one thing, but managing a radio station is another. So whoever's on these boards needs to understand these distinctions as they're trying to make policy. So thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Let's hear from Sally Gellert. Sally, please unmute.
Sure. I am Sally Jane Gellert. I'm co-host of Ecologic since November 2021 with Ken Gale, who's been hosting since 2002, and Donna Stein since 2007. I'm a member of Radical Elders, InterOccupy, and Democracy Watch News, and a long-term environmentalist. Ecologic brings both good news environmental stories and current environmental problems with solutions when we can, such as the environmental impact of fast fashion, the return of sharks to Long Island waters, the decommissioning of Indian Point, the importance of native plants. I'm a co-chairperson of Unitarian Universalists for a Just Economic Community, a national group focusing on income and wealth inequality. I am the chairperson of the Lackawanna Coalition, a New Jersey Rail Passengers Advocacy Group, and first vice chairperson of the New Jersey Transit's Official Senior Citizens and Disabled Residents Transportation Advisory Committee, which this year successfully fought New Jersey Transit senior management to protect the committee's historic broad purview. I have been working with the Safe Indian Point Safe Energy Coalition since 2011, first to close and then to safely decommission Indian Point nuclear reactors, and now I'm part of the National Radioactive Waste Coalition. I see myself as a connector of groups working on diverse issues. I'm a member of WBAI Fight Back, which is not endorsing any slate of candidates. I want to ensure that WBAI and the Pacifica Network continue as it originated and was in my early listener days in the late 1960s and 70s of amplifying the voices of the marginalized and radical progressives, both locally, internationally, and in between. My email address is sjguu@aol.com. That's my initials, sjg and uu at AOL. And I ask for your vote. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Sally. Carolyn Burden, could you unmute? Carolyn? If you're there, you just need to unmute, Carolyn. All right. While we're waiting for Carolyn to unmute, she may be away from the, Carolyn, go on. Thank you. Thank you, Carolyn. Please introduce yourself.
I didn't ask to speak. If I floated something that indicated that, I did not do that. I'm so sorry. Thank you.
But you are running though.
I am. Are you calling on me?
Yes, I am, ma'am.
All right. I didn't intend to be on this meeting either because I didn't get a response from you to my questions about something you put on the call for the meeting. I didn't understand what you were asking for, and I wanted an explanation. But I can do that on paper after the meeting is over. I hadn't prepared what to say. Do we have a time limit here?
No, I've been flexible. It's more than three. People have been going on for 4 minutes. Just please do your comment.
Okay, I will. I'm sure I have 4 minutes worth of things to say.
Well, please try to restrain yourself if you can. Go on, Carolyn.
I've been around for a very long time. I took a long break for health reasons, but also civil disgust because nothing was getting done at WBAI. And I see some hope going forward with some new people. I'm glad to hear some new voices and some reinvigorated old ones. And I'm looking forward to the two interests of mine. One is saving the archives, which may mean doing an awful lot for the finances of Pacifica itself. I understand that the archives are having a problem, and I think that they're our best treasure. And probably the only premiums we should ever be issuing are CDs and information from those archives, but that's almost another question. I'd also like to deal with management's bookkeeping and openness. I think we need to see a little bit more truth in lending, if you will, how the station is run, what the finances are, incoming, outgoing, and so on. But for that, we probably need a few more people. We only have, I think, two people doing that work right now, or perhaps one. And those are my major interests. When I came onto the board, I was head of the First Elections Committee. I was not on the PMB, but I was admitted as head of the committee anyway. And I'm very much interested in the elections, which leads me to my third major point of interest, and that is how we reach and do the listeners and the members. We do not have enough contact. We need a written folio. We need written communication from the station to the listeners, not a little email. Not everybody has email. And we need something like what they did the very first time that WBI was founded, Pacifica rather was founded. New members got a free radio because in those days it was inexpensive and not ubiquitous. And we need to see something about that too. Do something about encouraging our listeners to listen more, also to be more involved. And so I'd like to do something about a folio to and from the listeners. Perhaps anyone interested in helping write that, edit that, besides Bruce, who I know has been interested in that issue in the past, feel free to get in touch with me. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Carolyn. Elliot Crown, are you there? Elliot? Is Elliot Crown present in this debate discussion? And before I turn to Paul DiRienzo, has anybody who is running for the LSB, either in New York or another station area, have I covered everybody who is on this call at this point? All right. Elliot, if you're there.
Did you call Paul DiRienzo?
Hold on, Eleanor, James, I will.
Or James Don't worry. Sackerton?
James isn't running, Elliot. Excuse me, Eleanor. Anyway, go on, Paul.
All right. Hey, great. Hey, guys. Well,
clean up guy.
I like that. All right. All right, guys. So, welcome to my humble abode. You're all, always welcome to come up here. It's now we're post COVID, and we can have guests over. We should do that and maybe have a little party over here sometime and you guys will all be invited. And we can get to know each other. I like a lot of what I liked everything I heard here today. I hope that nobody agrees with everything everybody said or it would be very boring. I'm ready to go. I think we got the team. And people who've already spoken up till now should just be appointed and start business tomorrow. And we should get to jobs that have to be done. But I guess there has to be a bureaucratic part to everything. So we have to go through that. So I just want to, I'm looking here at my screen and I have the Pacifica mission. And this is where if you want to know about me, Paul DiRienzo, I've been doing stuff. I don't really have to, I don't think dwell too much on my whole life. I've been doing stuff at BAI since I was a kid. Coming down here, even when I was in the church and I was like 14 years old, come bringing my friends who hated it. They want to go to some disco and I'm bringing them to hear weird flute music at WBAI. But I love that kind of stuff from an early age on. And I was a great listener of Bob Fass back in the war days, you know, when I was worried about getting drafted, you know, and I became an activist after that. I went to the University of Wisconsin and I met a lot of people there and I wound up coming to the East Village, Lower East Side, we called it then, and lived through the riot at Tompkins Square Park. And today, by the way, I'm going after this to the concert in Tompkins Square Park, all day music commemorating the 45th anniversary of the Tompkins Square Park riot, which was broadcast by me on WBAI, my first job. Amy Goodman, I have to say, told me to go by. I was working in the news department with her, and she said, go buy yourself a tape recorder. And I went and I, $500 in 1989 or something. That was a lot of money, 88. And I bought it, I got the microphone, and I went out on the first day to this protest in Tompkins Square Park, and it turned into a police riot. And today, now with the mayor really saying that homeless people are going to be allowed now to set up encampments in tent cities, we were 45 years ahead of our time because we're going to be seeing a lot more tent cities and encampments all over New York. So BAI was on top of it. We worked very good in those days with the homeless movement and the squatters movement, the homesteaders. We worked very closely. And, you know, this is my campaign spiel we'll get into, where we worked very closely with St. John the Divine. And we did listeners action for the homeless and we provided, I remember, I'll never forget WBAI brokering a pickup truck loaded with tar paper for your roof to somebody's home so they could tar paper their roof. I mean, that was the kind of stuff we would put some construction guy, roofers heard us on the radio and they had a bunch of extra from a job and they drove it right off, right over. I was there when it arrived. It was unbelievable. The things that WBAI has done and can do are unbelievable, and that we're not doing it is a crime and a disgrace. Like people have said, it's not about the money. The money will come if you did the work. If we're not doing the work, that means the money isn't coming. In radio, I'm looking right now at the Pacifica, what do they call this? The missions, Pacifica Foundation mission statement, right? And I just want to briefly read very short. I think we don't read it, right? It sits here.
Paul, we're going to read it.
I'm going to wait. Let me finish. Okay. Let me finish. All right. In radio broad, you tell me if this is happening. In radio broadcasting operations to encourage and provide outlets for the creative skills and energies of the community, to conduct classes and workshops in the writing and producing of drama, to establish awards and scholarships for creative writing, to offer performance facilities to amateur instrumental, choral groups, orchestral groups, and music students, and to promote and aid other creative activities which will serve the cultural welfare of the community. I'm telling you now, that we do not do that. All right. I spent plenty of time BAI the last 4 years. I know we're not doing any of that. None of it. Zero. Zilch. And we used to do it because I was back in the day in the '90s and we did tons of that kind of stuff and we are doing nothing. So don't tell us, and we don't even have the facilities to do it and we don't have money. Well, because you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing in radio broadcasting operations to engage in any activity that shall contribute to a lasting understanding between nations and between the individuals of all nations, races, creeds and colors, to gather and disseminate information on the causes of conflict between any and all such groups and through any and all means compatible with the purposes of this corporation to promote the study and political and economic problems and causes of religious, philosophical, and racial antagonisms. Where are we doing that? I'm sure people have their favorites that say they're doing it. Amy Goodman's doing it. This show's doing it. That show's doing it. Yeah, a few shows are doing it. But are we doing this in an organized sense? Like we did it one time before this whole, around the time of the takeover when they thought Trump was going to start a war against Iran and we all, and he turned out to be the punk that he was. We know that Trump's a punk. That we did a whole 5-station unified broadcast against war in Iran. And Linda did a great job. She really organized the whole thing and made it happen. And we never did it again after that, ever. It just went down the tubes, you know, and I had so much hope that we were going to do stuff like that. And no. All right. That's the only thing that's really done in an organized system-wide way, and not just my program or your program or this person's program. No, we're not doing it. We're not fulfilling it. Okay, last. In radio broadcasting operations to promote the full distribution of public information to obtain access to sources of news not commonly brought together in the same medium, and to employ such various sources in the public presentation of accurate, objective, comprehensive news on all matters vitally affecting the community. Where are we doing any of that? Ever. What is this? Words? There's more meaning to, I saw people follow more meaning from stuff that was spray painted on the side of subway cars in 1974. I remember that well. I grew up in the Bronx. All right. That's what I have to say. I have plans to deal with all of this if I got on. All right. You might not agree with everything I do or say or how I do it, but I got plans to do stuff and to work with people to do stuff. And there's people on this board who agree with me. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Paul. Okay. Is there anyone else that I have not included who is currently running for the LSB to make a preliminary comment?
This is Elliot. I'm unmuted. I pushed the wrong button.
Thank you, Elliot. Please identify yourself. Go on.
Yeah. Hi. I'm a longtime activist artist. When I was in high school, I took a bus down to Washington and I heard Country Joe and the Fish. Give me an F, give me a U, give me a C, give me a K on the steps of the Capitol. I got deeply involved satirizing Bush with a feminist group called the Missile Dick Chicks, playing W. Bush in a paper mache mask. You may remember them. They were outrageous, very funny. They pretended they were pro-war, pro-Bush, and we would go to peace rallies and they'd sing funny, funny songs like Shop in the Name of War, You Need a Whole Lot More. And I played Bush in a paper mache mask. So when Occupy started, I had experience of street theater performing. I got heavily involved in the Occupy Wall Street Puppet Guild, did about 30 shows with them, and one of them went national. It was a thing we did, Obama, Romney, both, you know, held by their ties by the money man from Monopoly. So I did a lot of political theater, and then I started doing my own work after Occupy. Two of my protest puppets, very radical, I have to say, were globally published as the number one photo, one on Reuters, one on AP of 500 global photographs. And in the last 10 years, I've had, last 2 years, I've had 10 protests that went international. The last one was the anti-war demonstration. I have a mask that's half skull, half Statue of Liberty. And I held a sign that said War America. It was published in Sputnik. The Russian state media was published in Xinhao, the Chinese state media. And then it went to Italy, Greece, Indonesia, Belarus, I think Iran saw the picture. So I was happy that the world got to see that we're not all bloodthirsty warmongers. So anyway, I'm a good visual communicator, and I think we need to grow the station. We need to protect the station. we need to figure a way to get young people into the station. And so I think my skill base is communication using art. And as Paul mentioned, the original statement was very much about art, the whole foundation's, you know, principles. So I hope, you know, to, you know, work on the board to expand the station. And I have ideas and notions how that might happen, you know, using creative interventions, if you will.
All right. Thank you, Elliot. Doug, are you on the phone at this point? Doug Wood. Doug? Doug, you're more than welcome to make a comment if you'd like.
Doug Wood.
Doug, are you there? Going once, going twice? Okay, all right. Doug, are you there? Is that you at 516? Yeah. Go on, Doug. All right. I'll let Doug, of course, make a comment, whenever he wants. Now some people have to go. Yeah, go on. Doug, is that you?
All right. Dad.
Hello? All right. I'm going to mute whoever's yelling. All right. Let me just Paul sort of stole my thunder. I'm going to ask two questions and we're going to start off. Adrienne has to go. So I'm going to ask her. We are now going to be more rigid with the time, 2 minutes per response. I'm going to be a little more rigid about that. I let everybody more or less do their thing in the first phase. Now we're going to be a little more disciplined about the responses. I'm also going to read the mission statement in its entirety. And the mission statement of Pacifica is this, written in 1946 by Lewis Hill and his comrades. To establish a foundation organized and operated exclusively for educational purposes, no part of the net earnings of which inures to the benefit of any member of the foundation. To establish and operate for educational purposes in such manner that the facilities involved shall be as nearly self-sustaining as possible. One or more radio broadcasting stations licensed by the Federal Communications Commission and subject in their operation to the regulatory actions of the Commission under the Communications Act of 1934 as amended. In radio broadcasting operations to encourage and provide outlets for the creative skills and energies of the community, to conduct classes and workshops in the writing and producing of drama, to establish awards and scholarships for creative writing, to offer performance facilities to amateur instrumentalists, choral groups, orchestral groups, and music students, and to provide, and to promote and aid other creative activities which will serve the cultural welfare of the community. In radio broadcasting operations to engage in any activity that shall contribute to lasting understanding between nations and between the individuals of all nations, races, creeds, and colors, to gather and disseminate information on the causes of conflict between any and all of such groups, and through any and all means compatible with the purposes of this corporation, to promote the study of political and economic problems and of the causes of religious, philosophical, and racial antagonisms. Finally, in radio broadcasting operations to promote the full distribution of public information, to obtain access to sources of news not commonly brought together in the same medium, and to employ such varied sources in the public presentation of accurate, objective, comprehensive news on all matters vitally affecting the community. That is the Pacifica mission statement written in 1946. Now, at this point, all of Pacifica is facing a serious fiscal problem. We know the problems in New York. We owe 4 months to the Four Times Square, several months to our landlord at 388, all sorts of bills that are accumulating that amount to several hundred thousand dollars. All the stations have these fiscal problems. So my question that I'm going to ask you guys to think about within 2 minutes is, you know, one, some brief comments on the issue of the mission statement, what you think about it, and also how can we solve our problems being congruent with the mission statement in terms of retaining fiscal stability? I'm going to start with Adrienne Mizell's. Adrienne, please unmute yourself and let's hear your thoughts. And again, I'm going to time this within about 2 minutes. Thank you.
That's fine. So You know, I heard it, a few things. I took notes on what you said, that the station should be nearly self-sustaining as possible. There's a big emphasis on educational program, creative skills, performing arts, and then news that we cannot obtain through that, are not obtaining access to sources of news that are not commonly available. Starting with the last one, I think that that is super important, because I do think that our mainstream media has been compromised. I think that there are a lot of alternative, there are lots of folks who are finding their voice on YouTube and podcasts, who are alternative news, and the younger generations are going there more and more. And that's what I said when I was talking about in my opening speech, was trying to get that talent and using, creating technology. Because another thing you said was through any and all means possible. And so digital is one of those any and all means possible, taking this radio format and bringing it through the, where there are more eyeballs and more ears on the internet, and digital and ways to engage, and coming up with ways, and we're going to have to think through it. So, you know, Jim, I mean, I know that WBI is in a financial crisis. As someone who is a startup, you know, founder of a startup who bootstrapped it through various different creative means, including, you know, sweat equity. I think that there are various things we could do. The devil's in the details. And if I were to get on the board and understand all the details as to what's going on, it's easier to brainstorm. But getting influencers onto WBAI who bring their followers, doing challenges and fundraising challenges with them, doing creative ways, gamifying it, so that way we, again, expand our reach. I think one of the reasons WBAI is challenged fiscally is because the listener population is getting smaller and smaller. And when we get the listener population, when we start to grow it to broader bases, we can bring in more funding.
All right. Thank you, Adrian. Thank you very much. Okay. Remember, I'm going to try to keep everybody within 2 minutes. That went a little bit over. So keep that in mind. Bruce Greif, your response to that. Bruce? All right, I'll pass on Bruce. Elliot, you're still open, I see. Or just unmute Elliot Crown. Elliot? Yeah, go on, Elliot.
Hi. The way to make the station financially secure is to expand the listenership. I mean, it's urgent. And it seems like things that could do that are overlooked. And there's, you know, publicity things we should be doing. Not very good with tech and not very good with finances, but I have creative ways that we could maybe expand our reach. And that, I think, is essential. You know, basis is shrinking and we're not drawing listeners. And a point was brought out by a friend of mine that should the internet be completely censored, which is a possibility, even though there's new forums, Slack, and Substack and other things are relatively free now, Rumble. Should it be completely shut down, there would only be radio. So especially now, it's important to save, preserve, and strengthen the station.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Elliot. Ali Murphy, can you unmute, and then we'll hear what your comments are. Ali? Ali, are you there? You just
can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
You don't have to mute me. Before, it wasn't me who actually was making noise. I could mute myself on my phone with a special feature, so you wouldn't hear me. That's
right,
why you couldn't
on.
Hear me now. Okay?
All right, go on, please.
Yes. The first thing that I have to say, do you make a public announcement about this forum?
Yes, we did. It's been publicly announced now for several weeks, also on the air, but continue,
okay.
Please.
Because this is one of the things that I think it would be very important for WBI to make public announcement ahead of time, way ahead of time, because I know that Alberto has something on SOBs, and I'm part of the finance committee, as you know, Jim. And I'm wondering what happened there, because I know they didn't really make money. So that is very important. But going back to the statement, I just wanted to tell you that you said it was written in 1946. Everything, decade after decade, things they do change. And I think we have to think about all those people that they have been listening to WBI for a very long time. All of us, none of us going to remain in this world. So some of us will be leaving earlier than others. So if this thing was written in 1946 and some old, and you talk about the average listener, I think it's important that we bring new blood. It's very, very important to bring the youth into the foundation, especially WBI, because maybe they will open a door that we are really need to stop this crisis at least halfway. Because right now, I believe that you, when you read the statement, you say you have to be self-sufficient. And because it has been so many years, maybe things do have to change, and we have to think about how are we going to change it. But it's very important to bring the youth. How are we going to do it? I have no idea right now, but we should sit down in a forum to think about how can we bring a young generation, even through the internet, through YouTube. You know, it's important that to bring the youth and use the media, because that is where they are. I have my son. That's what all the information that they're getting is from the media. So we should think about that. Another thing that I have to mention is that I believe that you talk about race, how it's important to include everyone. And I think it is very important to include everyone in the foundation, but especially WBI. We have a mosaic in New York City. And like I said before, I don't see my group be represented, having representation of WBI. So we have to include other people. Maybe they will bring something that we need in the station. So yes, I'm part of the finance committee, and I know the crisis right now at WBI. I'm done. Right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Ali. Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman, let's hear your thoughts. Eleanor, you have to unmute. Eleanor? You have to unmute, Eleanor. All right. While we're waiting for Eleanor, let me just go on. Jack DePalma, can you unmute? We'll bring Eleanor on after you. Go on, Jack. Jack DePalma?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. Hello?
Yes, go on, Jack.
Yes, yes. We have to pay our bills. It's that simple. All the stations in the network have to learn that we live within our budget. We suffered a big cutback in staff. And after we did, I saw how other stations may not have done that. I don't want to complain about other stations. I have my input and my hope for WBAI and all the other stations. But I think that by being on the LSB, and knowing what's going on in the financial world of Pacifica and WBAI, we just have to pay our bills. Now, there were some comments made about we need more listeners. Listeners come from compelling radio. Support from people requires that they reach into their pocket and they say that's worth $5, that's worth $20. And then, of course, we have that other problem, which is sometimes people don't realize that participatory democracy, as Pacifica is a participatory democratic process with the election, that's where we're meeting today, requires that we all understand that we have to participate by voting. The numbers of people in the Pacifica family that vote is very, very small. Sometimes we don't even make the minimum number of people that vote. Many times people focus on the wrong thing. Good example is what happened with the bylaws amendment. So I'll just be quiet. I think it's been said so many times before, we need compelling radio. We need a pacifistic interpretation. We need to put the stories that get people to realize that this is a human experience, the United States, the radio feeling. You're quiet alone in the room, and that's what's going to make you reach into your pocket and send $20. And I hope people understand that that's what's going to make the station WBAI thrive. We need people that have that type of understanding about why media does what it does. Honest, compelling, intelligent, and worth supporting. Thank you, Jim.
All right. Thank you. Wow. 2 minutes. All right. Let me go to Jeremy. I want to interrupt him reading that book there. Go on, Jeremy. You just have to unmute, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Go on, Jeremy.
I agree with Jack and some of the others. I mean, I think with compelling radio and what, the woman said, Adrian, that, you know, we need to try and reach the youth, you know, maybe become more savvy and, you know, using social media, you know, getting some, you know, seeing who some of these, hip young podcasters, you know, maybe we can get some for the WBAI, to have a program. I think those are just some good ideas that, that we should try and follow up on. So, I'm agreeing with a lot of the points that, that people are saying. I mean, I don't have a magic formula, but I think with compelling, programming, with, you know, tapping into activist community and promoting their views, I think will give us, you know, new listeners, and trying to, better exploit the internet and reach youth audience and getting maybe more youth, program, you know, shows involving younger people. Who can tap into a youth audience and using social media more effectively.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Jeremy. Eleanor, you're back. Your comments, Eleanor. Just have to unmute. Yeah, go on.
Yes, I was taking a bathroom break then. I agree that we need to get back to the original identity and purpose. Giving out little radios, maybe radios that only get WBAI, cheapo radios, but they get our station, is a good idea. We go to public assembly things when things are happening, and we get sound of what is happening and broadcast it live, and we give out radios. We ask if people would be willing to give a contribution, and $25 makes you a member, but even more important, get people listening because they have a radio. And even before we have more money, we can establish awards that are involved. We can award people by getting people onto programs with their award-winning product. So there are awards that don't involve money, and we should be bringing on plays. We should be bringing on poetry. We should bringing on all sorts of things. And we should also be reaching out, finding media partners to help us get into audiovisual production, not being taken over by MNN, but we can partner with MNN and other places and try to get some long-form documentaries, investigative journalism. Paul DiRienzo can do this right now, and exposure of people's alternatives and solutions to not just be, mentioning problems, but mentioning solutions and giving people hope in a time when hope is in short supply and it, in a media conglomerate where if it bleeds, it leads. Let's give some solutions. And, these are some suggestions that I have for getting back to our original mission statement.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Eleanor. Joan DiLorenzo, please unmute. Joan, let's hear your thoughts, Joan.
Oh, thank you. First and foremost, I think we need transparency. We need to know what monies are coming in and where they're going, and we do not have that now. And we need management that really cares about the station and saving it and making it better. I mean, we have an interim general manager, KPFK, who is not getting paid, and he is transforming the station. He is bringing in all kinds of new innovative things. We need to go to all parts of the community to get people back to knowing that we're here. like working with the colleges to get the young people community senses, even senior senses, going to bookstores and maybe working to get poetry readings. We used to have all kinds of concerts and all. I mean, people have to know that we're here. Just transforming the way we listen to radio. We may have to do podcasts and social media and all. It's going to call for a big change because people really do not carry a radio around anymore, let's face that. So we really need to put our heads together and just bring in more people that with more new ideas. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Joan. Bruce, are you unmuted? Bruce Greif, your thoughts? Are you there? Bruce? Yeah. All right. Bruce is not there. Okay. Carolyn Burden, can you unmute Carolyn? Carolyn?
Yes. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Go on, please.
I've already spoken, I think.
All right.
The second round you're asking for? Because I have
one. Yes. Yes.
One of the things I did want to mention, I thank Eleanor for reminding us of the radio. We are a radio station. And I'm very concerned that we are stuck in neutral here, to use an old metaphor. We're not taking advantage of things that we need to, such as the internet. And we actually have a good model on our P&B, Egberto Willis, who is an internet fool, if you wish. He has many stations. If you Google him, you will find his many stations and his broadcasting. He has good style visually and verbally. And we need expertise of that sort to help us get into the 20th century. One of the things I do think we need to pay attention to is our directors. What are our directors doing? We shouldn't send people to the PNB lightly. There is an important function for directors. Besides representing their stations and protecting their stations, they need to protect the network. And I think that one of those things that we look at very carefully is how they're doing that. And are they aligned with people who have our station's interest in mind? I'm very concerned about this move to sell off the station that some factions of Pacifica running for the board even are encouraging. We don't need to be sold off to MNN or any other entity. And I think we need to pay attention more to the politics of that. I'm going to put something into the chat so that I don't waste your time, but we need to be thinking about that issue too.
All right. Thank you, Carolyn. Sally Gellert, please unmute, Sally.
Okay. It is important to protect our independent, locally controlled and supported radio broadcast station. Radio is the most accessible medium available. Not everyone has internet. We must also promote our Stream Live listen page, which is wide reach. Ecologic always does a traditional pitch for premiums and BAI buddies, yet I hear other shows asking for contributions through patrons or other means and advertising podcasts on other platforms, which seems odd. We hear management calling for new premiums as a solution to all our fiscal problems, yet we producers do not get information regarding the fundraising results of a particular show or premium, which makes it hard to adjust and improve. We need more transparency. Finances are tied up with community engagement. We need young and old together. We need, and I realize I'm saying this sitting in New Jersey, unlikely to come into the station often, but we need volunteers in the building to socialize and become a community. Ken often talks about the value of broadcasting, reaching a wide audience, even those who just happen across us, turning the dial in their car, as compared to podcasting, which goes to a self-selected audience with a specific interest. We need transparency in our finances and participation from our listeners. I know that Rachel often talks about going to farmers markets and talking to people about BAI. When Ken goes to rallies and speaks about BAI, he often hears from people who have listened on and off for decades. We need a bigger off-air presence as well as promotion of both on-air and live-stream material. We should look to partner with local high schools, colleges, and universities to combine our experience with their technology and student enthusiasm. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Ralph Hawkins, please unmute. Let's hear your thoughts. Ralph?
I think I'll pass. I appreciate everything that's being said, and I don't know if I have anything to add.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Paul DiRienzo.
Hey, okay. I'm of course going to advocate news and more news, but that's not the only thing. It's got to be balanced with really great, you know, first rate arts. And we have so many things we can do in both areas. I think it's high time we got going. We're not doing it. Okay. So number one, I think that we have to have much more of a presence in the community. Folks have to go out there. Whoever's the job of management is not to stay inside the station and write carts to be run in order to promote fundraising episodes that get repeated over and over again. That is a losing proposition. It can't make money. It's like what you do when you have no other idea. The idea is to really go out to the community. The management should be should have a black tie and tails in the closet and evening gown in the, and whatever it takes to go out to every event and to talk to people and go out to the community. It's so unfortunate. There's so many things that happen in this community where we need to have representation there. We need to get back to the parade in Brooklyn, the Labor Day Caribbean parade, that where that went to in the last couple of times I heard it was a disaster. Technically, that has to be first rate, and the managers of WBAI have to be there and be on the air and take calls. All right. And that brings me to the third thing that is so crucial. All these canned programs, just taped programs. I don't care if it's 3 o'clock in the morning. Get rid of these canned programs. If a person can't come in to do their show or do it over the Zoom or however you do it live, then they shouldn't be doing it. All right. It's time to get past that. Live radio is pretty much what we have to be doing. That and news and arts, you know, the usual mix. I mean, it's not really a big mystery. And, I worked for big money-making programs at WBAI, Undercurrents and Contragate before that, and Jim knows all about those days, and the programs that we did all throughout the 90s when we were at every convention. We were covering the political conventions, I mean, covering them like a rug, and doing interviewing people and doing all these led to programs and taped premiums that made a lot of money. I mean, we were making $1 million fund drives. I made $1 million fund drive, me and Joni Moosey, you know, basically alone in the station with Gary Knoll and a couple other people, raised $1 million because people loved what we were doing so much. Whether people politically within Pacifica liked it or not, the audience loved it. Let's start talking about what people want to hear. We know our audience. We know our community. We're here in New York City, right? We have to have top flight arts. We got to have theater. Right. We have to get, and the progressive, and there's so much you can riff off of that. You know, we could be doing everything. I mean, and the news, remember when Robert Knight and Dennis Bernstein and I participated in so many of those, how we used to make, now they struggle to make $3,000 a day. I remember when we were making $3,000 in a half hour, right? In 5-10 minutes at the end of a half hour show, we would make $3,000 and more. I mean, why can't we're not doing that? Because we're not doing shows of the quality that was presented by Robert Knight and Dennis Bernstein and Chayla Blitt and all these other really great people, Dallas Galvin and all these people we work with who really knew what they were doing. Right. And they really were bringing in like cutting edge stuff. I mean, and no holds barred. You know, Dennis is still doing stuff at KPFK. I don't know if he's easy. He's a difficult man to get along with. So it might be controversial, but he was a great programmer in the day. And we did some great programming and raised a lot of money for the station. So to me, it's simple what we have to do. All right. And, but people are now so like, they're so worried. Oh, everybody's so divided, right? Even the left, the whole country's so divided.
Paul, wrap it up.
I'm wrapping it up. I think I have a lot of important things here to say. It was a divided country and a divided station, and we're going to fall if we don't figure out a way to unite about these things and be able to have people, instead of going after each other's throats on issues like vaccination and things like that, to carve out our territory, to put the programming out that brings in the listeners, that speaks to our listeners and not just speaking to ourselves, which is basically the problem. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Paul. All right. We're going to go into the last phase. And I'm going to ask people to, Bonabuti, are you running? I don't know. Bonabuti isn't running, Eleanor, or Michael. He is, that's been established, that he doesn't have to run this time. But I'm going to ask those who are participating in this and listening who are not LSB candidates, to pose questions to the candidates, and the candidates can, you know, either, you know, you'll have time for your concluding remarks. You can include or not include the questions that people have directed to you from the audience, who are participating. But we're going to take a bunch of phone calls from people who are in this, debate, and, they can ask questions, and then we're going to conclude with, folks having 2 minutes to, sort of summarize what they want to say, what they didn't say, et cetera. So, 646-725-2792. What is your comment or question to people?
This is Dr. Bay.
Oh, Dr. Shai. Oh, you're running. Oh, please. You didn't have time to say anything. Please state who you are and, give you 3 minutes on that one. Go on.
Okay. Greetings, everyone. And I do mean namaste, truly. We have to be honest with ourselves. That's first and foremost. There's a lot of dishonesty among the entirety of Pacifica. Specifically, right now, we're talking about BAI. It is being run as a club, no longer a radio station that reaches out and speaks to the public. This club is a closed club. Firstly, as it's already been said, there's no transparency to say how is the money being spent and why. For example, our calls are being routed to a call center, every single one. That's outrageous. We just take 10 of the items that we spend for and we add them up, we're at several hundred thousand dollars per year. And it doesn't have to be like that. Transmitter has to pay for itself. We have people who are worried about selling the station, air quotes, because you decide to work with them. We are a small niche market. We're never going to go beyond a niche market. And as it's already been said, way to actually work a niche market to get out there and meet the public, meet people where they are. I say this not because someone told it to me, not because I learned it in MBA school, but because that's my reality. I am a holistic doctor. 10 years ago, people barely understood what it was. 20 years ago, yes, so I'm only 35. I've been working that long. Issue is,
hello.
Jim, are you there?
Are we still on?
Yes,
we
seem
to have lost audio.
Hi, Sally. I can hear you. I think what's happened is our host has kind of dropped out for a moment.
Okay. Sorry. Did Doc Shai, did we lose Doc Shai?
Yeah, we lost her speaker.
Doc Shai is right here. She was still speaking and suddenly we were all gone. Hello?
Yes, I hear you now. Oops, you've gone again.
Jim, are you there?
I believe what's happening.
I'm here. Now I'm
hear you.
Jim Damon is in charge. Thank you, Jim.
I'm in here. Go on, Doc Shai.
What part did I get cut off on?
Oh, I forget. You were talking about
holistic, 20 years holistic thing.
Yeah.
Okay, again, getting out to the public, it's already been said.
We don't have the money of an AT&T and blast people with all kinds of ads that are ridiculous and basically a lie and get them to come running to get good. Okay, why we're following that model, I really don't know because it won't work. What I'm saying is you have to be able to speak to people about what you do and, more importantly, how you can help them. We have to stop begging and stop pointing out our value. There's a lot of value in radio. However, radio is no longer a destination. It's a tool. And if we use it as a good tool, we can raise not only money, but we raise the idea that this is an important, valuable institution that people will leave monies to as they age. The other issue, the last thing I want to say is we have been working against, and I mean completely, against the actuarial table. By the age of 65, half of us are dead. If you get to 65. So half of us are dead. Every year after that 65, we lose another 3 to 4%. So in other words, DAI has aged out. Those who would support at high levels, that's why a large drop in the income, and we have done nothing to bring in Generation X, Generation Y, Generation Z, millennials, whatever else you want to call it. We're not following through, and we must if we're going to survive. Forget about worrying about who's going to sell the station. The station cannot be sold. It has to be done through a whole big process through the entirety of Pacifica. We need to have members, not just listeners, members who are willing to pay. I don't listen much, but I pay a lot to be a member. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Doc Shy. I see Carolyn McIntyre has a question or comment. Go on, Carolyn. You have to unmute. Carolyn?
Yes, thank you. Thank you, everybody, for showing up today. And I appreciate the rich history people have here. My question is a little different. My question is, it's been reported that a number of WBAI show hosts are on the Ukrainian government-sponsored hit list. The Ukrainian government, the U.S. supports. What do candidates here think about this, about how do we protect our precious resources? And is this a missed opportunity if it's not being covered by our news, Democracy Now, or our news in a sensible way?
All right. Thank you, Carolyn. Stanley Blackwell, do you want to have a comment, or Pamela Barr? Do you guys want to ask a question or comment? Jim Sagerton, do you have a comment or question you want to put into the mix here?
Yeah, I'll put a question in. As usual, I never cease to be, interested when I listen to these candidate forums. How much misinformation and confusion there is. And I'm not going to try to go through all the things I've heard said here that are incorrect on one level or another, but I would like people to consider, to start to think about how we can use radio in the way that people today use radio. You know, this is not your grandfather's radio market where people used to have a piece of furniture that was called the radio and it was in the living room and everybody gathered around it. And they would listen for hour after hour. People don't use radio that way anymore. And we haven't adapted a new model. You know, we did invent listener supported radio, which was copied by public radio. But we need to innovate again. We also need to expand into the internet, of course. That's one of the main things that's killing us today. But I hear a lot of talk about what it used to be like and what we used to do and how easy. All we have to do is apply ourselves and we could get back to doing what we used to do. We used to have 500,000 listeners. We used to have 30,000 members. We now have 5,000 members, and we're lucky if we have a weekly cume of 50,000 listeners. So you do the math, and we don't have the resources to basically do almost anything. We're having trouble paying our health benefits for our employees. We're having trouble making payroll on a regular basis. So we really, instead of listing all the things that we should do and could do with volunteers that don't exist or with paid staff that we have to actually be letting go rather than hiring on, how are we going to use radio differently? What are we going to do to get over this hump to where we can get involved in the internet? How can the programming that we put out and the format that we put it out in, how can we change that to attract a larger audience?
All right. Thank you, Jim. Carol's iPad.
I just want them Carol's to.
Thank you. Carol's iPad, call in user one, or Benabuti, do you have a comment or question that you want to put in the mix here? Anybody there?
This is Benupti. Are you asking for my commentary? Because I just want to be clear, I'm not a candidate.
I know that. Whatever comment or question you want to do, man.
Well, I appreciate that. I'll take just a moment to reiterate what's at the risk of being, you know, repetitive, a need to innovate and a need to adapt in the way that societies always do. But we have to do better at being proactive about that. We have to be forward thinking about what kind of adaptive and innovative means we need to take for our social and political conditions, which is what BAI has always done and how it has always survived. It hasn't survived at following trends and doing what the masses always do or what the state does. We need to be where the people are in the way that we meet people's needs, in the way that media can. But we need to do that innovatively with video, with the internet, and with the way that even terrestrial radio can do innovative community work in terms of service and in terms of communication. That means two-way listening and disseminating information. There's not necessarily a blueprint for that, but we certainly need to expand our horizons, our thinking caps, and our collaborative maturity, to be honest, because that's personally, just speaking as kind of a new person, that's what I see most needing, as the most needing element of BAI's management and membership right now. We need to be much more collaborative and much more empathetic to each other. And that's all I got to say.
All right. Thank you. Well said. 252-264-2613. Do you want to comment on anything we've been saying before I go to the candidates?
Oh, yes. The last speaker was talking about what he was talking about. I certainly agree with. But also, I think that we all need to have, as a group, we need to have some transparency with the funds that we do have, how much of them we do have, when money is coming in, where it's going out. And from the few meetings that I have listened to, it doesn't seem like we have that. And when people make requests for information along those lines, they aren't responded to. That's all I have to say.
All right, thank you. Thank you. Samsung, SMN986U, do you want to say anything? Samsung. All right, before I turn to Dr. Shai, is there anybody else in the audience there who has not made a comment? Michael White, do you want to say something? Stanley, Carol's iPad, Doug Wood, I haven't heard from you.
Mike Nickerson's here.
Who's this, Samsung?
I don't know how to say that.
All right, one at a time. Who's that?
Mike Nickerson. I got in on the Zoom. Came in a little late. Forgive me for the tardiness.
Okay.
I've listened to a number of meetings. As a candidate, I'm just looking to listen and learn. From what I've understood, you know, there is a big question mark about how monies is coming in and going out. I just have a little experience entrepreneurially. I don't know if anyone's familiar with SWOT analysis as far as a part of a business plan. But even though BAI is a nonprofit, I think there needs to be more of a business side to it or taken and knowing what our strengths are, what our weaknesses are, and where our opportunities are, and where our threats are. And I think if we collectively would get a handle on those things, then we could move forward in a positive way.
All right, thank you. And Michael, you're running for the LSP, is that correct?
Yes, I am.
All right, well, we'll come back to you in a moment. You'll have a greater opportunity when we finish. Dr. Shai, do you have a final comment? Because you came in late. Go on, Dr. Shai. You need to unmute.
Don't forget Nancy Saibara Narutomi.
Hold on, please. Thank you. Go on, Doc Shoy. All right, your hand is a quote, as they say, legacy hand. Go on, Nancy. You have a comment you want to make, Nancy?
Yes. Can you hear me?
We can hear you, Nancy.
Okay, good. Yeah, thank you. Was it Michael Nickerson, what he just said? I just came on and heard his comment. This is not only true that financial transparency is lacking in WBAI, but at all five stations, in my opinion. I've never seen financial documents except one telephone bill in a matter of 14 years at KPFT. And so there is no real financial transparency. And when you don't have that, each donation, each expense written where everybody can see it and anonymously listed, you know, like with a membership number or code, so we keep the privacy of the donor. When you don't have that, then you don't have any evidence of no inside stealing going on, or you don't have evidence of inside stealing going on. You have no evidence. So thank you, Mr. Nickerson. Man, you're new and you're just coming on. Wonderful. You must have a business sense. And about the contractors, the particular forms that you're supposed to fill out for contractors as $200,000 a year for paying pitchers. This is ridiculous when we're such a hard place for money, and all media is challenged. It's not just Pacifica, all media. But you know, who are the contractors? What are their names? And they need to stop this, because other stations do not pay pitchers. This sounds stinky, stinky. And you cannot afford to have a full-time paid manager or a full-time paid program director. That error is gone. I mean, it's just not here. And to have that emergency LSB meeting, which was last week on Wednesday, where the manager said that BAI would go off the air last Monday, I mean the following Monday, and unless there was grants or money coming in, before you say that kind of thing, you voluntarily give up your salary and your medical insurance, because the station is more important than that. That's all. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Now we're going to go into our final round here. So, have I missed anybody in the audience who is here, who wants to make a comment to the candidates? Anybody who hasn't spoken yet?
Yes, Jim, this is Hazel.
Go on, Hazel, please.
Hi, everyone, and thanks for participating today. We need more programs like this. I agree with a lot of the comments that have been made. You know, we need to bring our station into the 21st century by utilizing volunteers to help us. We also have to get back into the community, like a lot of people said. That was one of the things I admired about BAI. They were everywhere. They were very relevant. Anything that was happening, they were on top of. And, you know, we lost that. So it's good to have some new people coming in. And hopefully they can really make a difference with the station. That's it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Is anybody else in the audience who hasn't made a comment yet who wants to before I turn to the candidates?
Hello. Hello. I was identified as 2613, and I neglected to give my name, Gail who? Bay.
Oh, go on. Are you a running Gail?
And I'm sorry. I forgot the format, so I should like to say my name, Gail Bay. And
are
going
you
to be running
as a
for
candidate,
the board.
Gail? Are you running as
yes,
a candidate? Yeah, please introduce yourself.
Yes,
please. Yes, go on, please.
Hi, it's Gail Bay, and I am going to be running for the board. And I then, again, the few meetings that I have been listening to, I'm just very concerned, like someone else was talking about things being hinky, that everybody should have a clear understanding of where monies are. What's coming in, what's going on. So everyone will have a firm grasp of at least that area. just as a start. And if we don't, everybody's kind of at sea. And when people make requests for information, we should get answers. And from what I was listening to the other meeting, requests are made for certain things and nothing happens. So I'm everything is struggling here. We can't kind of get out of the mire until we get some kind of a firmness under us. And I think that's where we could, one place we could start. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Gail. And when we return, I'll put you and Michael towards the rear there because I'll give you guys more time since you came on late. But now I'm going to turn to, again, if there's no one else who wants to make a comment or anything like that, I'm going to turn to the conclusion of the meeting. Okay. So I'm going to start with Elliot. Elliot, make your last concluding remarks. As I said, you can include or exclude or synthesize anything you've heard so far. Thank you, Elliot. Please unmute. Elliot Crown.
Yeah. Hi. Yeah. Thanks for holding this forum. A lot of this is fascinating. I mean, so many great ideas. As an activist, I've always sort of taken the philosophy that I'll do it myself. And if I can call a few friends, if I need a performer or a bunch of performers, I just get on the phone. I'm very independent, but I do have a skill set that I hope can add to the problems and the difficulties and solutions that we're hearing all about, and transparency and community outreach. And all those things are great. So that's my pitch. I hope I can help. That's it.
All right. Thank you, Elliot. Ali Murphy, please let's hear your concluding thoughts. Ali. Yes, thank you.
Yeah. I agree with a lot of the things that people have said here. Yes, I do agree about transparency. And I'm just going to say this. Because I go to the WBAI Finance Committee, there are a lot of things there that I just don't like when we get that the half an hour report. I don't understand how can somebody have an event and before that event happened, the person said, I think we're going to lose money, and boom, we lose money. Then we really don't get the right figures. So the general manager was questioned at one time. You said that the station needs $120,000 every month, and then he came out with another figure a month later. So we do need to see this. I don't want this to be like the MTA that we don't see the book. And you have 2 and 3 books. We need to have transparency so people will know how much money coming in and how much money is being spent in, especially at WBI, if it will survive. Also, we have to be flexible. Some people complain when people give ideas. We have to be flexible and put some of those ideas into process. You don't know. You don't have a crystal ball to know if they're going to work or not. Yes, I listen to an internet station. It's a radio station. Believe it or not, it's a Peruvian radio station. And I got it through algorithm. And I pressed one day, and it's not only about Peru. He talks about so many issues related to what is happening even in here. So I got it through, and he is a radio station, but he also is on a YouTube live. So, yes, we do have to come to the 21st century and use what we have available. Otherwise, we're never going to survive. Yes, that is some of my comments. I have more, but I know that other people need to speak.
All right. Thank you very much, Ali. Jeremy, please unmute. I don't want to interrupt you reading another book there, man. Go on, Jeremy.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Let me let Jeremy go
before
you jump.
I had to leave for a short time, but came back. Yeah. I think there were a lot of great ideas that were put forward today. I mean, I don't have as much experience in radio, but we have some similar issue with Covert Action magazine, trying to expand our reach, our financial viability, reach a younger audience. And I think there were a lot of very good suggestions presented today. So I think it's a matter of trying to work together to implement a lot of those ideas. And, you know, again, as far as the content, I think, we want to be a station that promotes free speech and debate, on vital social issues and not to, isolate, certain people or marginalized people, who may have very good, or innovative ideas, that need to be more widely heard. So, again, that would be my, main, you know, goal would be to, you know, have a network that really has vibrant debates and presents, alternative perspectives as well. The community activists, I think the point is important to be rooted in community groups and community activist groups. And that's also a way of expanding our reach. And yeah, I think to be there physically, you know, to host events, and to be there on the ground, that whether it's protests or whether it's poetry or music events, I think these are excellent ideas to move forward on.
All right. Thank you very much, Jeremy. Joan DiLorenzo, let's hear your thoughts.
Yes. Basically, transparency. You have to start with that so you know the money coming in and going out. Stop paying consultants. Management should be paid less or work on a different kind of basis, because the money is not there now. We need to make radio more exciting and more relevant so more people will come in and work more with the community. And all of us have to get together and put our heads together on how we're going to do all this to bring radio back, to bring it into the new way of doing radio. And just, I think we need to all work together, especially I know I go to a lot of the meetings and all, and nothing gets done. We need to do more. We need to work together to do more, or we're going to lose all of us. And it's been around for so long, and it's very vital now, free speech, truth, and justice. We need it more than ever. And we have to work hard to keep it. Thank you.
All right, thanks a lot, Joan. Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman, your thoughts and final conclusion. You have to unmute.
Tomorrow,
we can't hear you. Yeah, there you go. Okay, go on.
Tomorrow is the anniversary of the Enola Gay's dropping of Little Boy on Hiroshima. But I do not agree that the firebombing of Dresden was a better thing. That destroyed a priceless work of J.S. Bach. I'm against war. I'm against killing. All wars, I'm against them. And all forms of war, I'm against. And if there is indeed a Ukrainian hit list, then yes, people should hear about it, but I'd like to see documents and translated competently from Ukrainian to be sure that this is really true. And if it is true, of course, I am against it, and I am for protecting our journalists. As for improving our finances, we should do targeted promotion to specific audiences. We should be calling lapsed members, lapsed donors, to try to win them back. A lot of people are not told, everyone is not told when their membership lapses. I wasn't told, and I wanted to stay current. And I remembered, I think this is about the time of year when I last gave, and I'd better do something about it. But nobody informed me. So definitely we should be letting people know. And if they don't re-sign up, asking them what alienated them, what can we do to win you back? We should have more solutions-oriented public affairs and news programming. We should be reaching out to campuses, both high school and college campuses, to get young blood, to balance out the older listeners who are dying. And I already talked about trying to find media partners to get into audiovisual production. getting some long-form documentaries, investigative journalism, and exposure of alternatives and solutions. And I think that this, and increasing the transparency of our finances, yes, we definitely need that. And all of these together can help to turn things around.
All right. Thank you, Eleanor. Ralph, your final comments or conclusions or thoughts for today from Los Angeles, from the City of the Angels.
I want to thank everybody for their participation. This was a very good meeting, and I look forward to the next one. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much for coming, Ralph. Jack DePalma.
Yes, I'd like to echo what Ralph just said. I attended an LA meeting, and it opened my eyes to what the network consciousness is. Just to make a comment, I don't think the firebombing of Dresden was better. I think dropping nuclear weapons on New Mexico and, you know, the Marshall Islands, and don't forget the two civilian cities of the Japanese nation. It was an abomination, a human tragedy. And I was commenting about the movie, that if you look at the movie or you look at the American scenery, there are too many people that believe the television set tells them the history that they need to know, or the movie theater is where you learn things about what America did in the past. And that's why we have such a serious misinformation campaign on the part of people that want America to be wonderful and want to forget about how we did it to the native people, and we do it to the people we brought from Africa. This is exactly what's wrong with what I think America is, that we need a radio station where we all understand. I'm a pacifist. I've been a pacifist since my high school days, since I started listening to WBAI. But it's hard to say to people, look, I want to study nuclear physics. I want to study atomic physics, quantum physics, and be a pacifist. Einstein didn't build the bomb. Oppenheimer did. And he was a conflicted man. And, you know, supporting the radio station with transparency is a great idea, but they really need funding and money and good content. And I like the idea that we could all work together. And I like the idea that the lesser of two evils is still evil. So thank you, Eleanor, and thank you, Jim, and thank you, everybody, for listening. I still support WBAI, and I still think that everybody should have a right to say what they think. But also, let's keep the facts and the content relevant and interesting and pacifist. And thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Jack. Paul DiRienzo, your final comments.
Sure. So my final comment is vision, vision, vision. That's what we're lacking, and that's what we need. We need a purpose, a reason to have a radio station. And the reason can't just be fundraising or running canned programs, as if the future of radio is somehow determined by running canned programs to the point where the guy who's making money from his canned programs is screaming, stop it already. You're overexposing me. Why can't you find any way else to make money? All right. This is crazy. And it's coming to a head now, because I have never seen a board of candidates for this, so united. The groups that you are members of, like that you use to divide yourselves, are totally irrelevant to what I heard here today. And I've never seen this network so much like this. And there's got to be a reason that everybody's getting unified so much behind the same basic idea of what has to be done and what's wrong with what's going on. And that is sure as heck isn't the programmers who are at fault, because now the finger pointing is at the programmers. We'd be making money. We'd be making money if you people were decent. If we just got rid of all of you and got some Democratic Party regulars who could bring in tons of money, blah, blah, blah. You think I haven't heard it? All right. That's what people want. They want a mainstream, and that's what mainstream means. And it's going to be just a big loser if you mainstream the place, even worse. We'll make even less money. People will say you're inauthentic, you sold out, and you'll get even less than five. When I came, it was 20,000. Then it was 11. Amy Goodman, she was supposed to make the station perfect, and they went down to 11,000 under her reign. And then now it's 5,000, they tell me. So when I started in 1980s, it was already well over 20,000, and we consider that low. Right. And so this is the direction we went over 30 years. It's ridiculous. We did better at Tompkins Square Park. We kept the place open for the homeless for 3 years. So you guys, I mean, are great. I mean, you've got it together. I mean, the transparency thing is obviously the key thing going on here. And as they used to say on Contra Gate, follow the money. All right. So I advise everyone to follow the money. Okay. I'm sorry to say that, you know, because I work well with these three people, two of the three people anyway. And I'm sad to see it come to this, but I predicted it would happen at the very beginning. I said 4 years ago, don't do this to me again. All right. But no, they thought, oh, we're going to do it to them again. All right. So vision. All right. We are an anti-war station. I am anti-war. My news had people from both sides on, and I will continue to do that. And I will have Randy Credico on. I've interviewed and played his interviews even since I left BAI. I've been doing my own news, and I'm going to right now, by the way, put on the website if you want to read the stuff I've been doing or listen to the stuff I've been doing. It's all available. I'm taking a little bit of a hiatus, but don't worry. I'm working on it. And soon by the end of the summer, we'll be having a lot more stuff, on my webpage, new stuff. It's sooner than the end of the summer, next couple of weeks. And that said, I bring energy. I bring excitement. I bring vision. I believe that we should have purpose. I think there's plenty of purposes we can all agree on. It's obvious to me. A lot of the divisions were ridiculous. We're for a peace station. I don't know, pacifist. To me, pacifist is another one of these isms, you know, pacifism, communism, socialism. You know, my hero, Abby Hoffman, used to say isms are wasms. I think right now what we have to do is deal with a tremendously unprecedented situation that's presenting itself right now in our country and around the world. World in which we have to be very, very nimble on our feet. And the, I believe the present management has proven that they just don't have the quickness of wit, and creativity necessary to do this job. And I'm not the only one saying that, but I'm going to say it. And I think it's time we get somebody in there who's got all those qualities and qualifications. You know, the qualifications aren't your, you know, the string of letters after your name. The qualifications, as he used to say during the Cultural Revolution, is the calluses on your hand. All right. People who've been in the community trenches.
Paul.
Right. That's my point. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Paul. All right. Bruce, your comments, Paul. Bruce. Bruce, are you there? All right. Bruce doesn't seem to be there. Sally Geller, your final comments.
Okay, thanks to everyone who made the effort to join today. It is clear to me that our local station board has a definite mandate to get some transparency into our finances, as well as to start outreach programs to encourage more live programming and listener phone calls and finding ways to build community. We need to follow procedures without using them to hide behind bureaucracy or block progress. I remember the Occupy card deck as a model of financial transparency on a much smaller scale, of course. Their website listed every expense and every receipt. As I mentioned, connecting with local schools could help with technology and internships as well as building community. I like the idea of SWOT analysis, strengths, weakness, opportunity, and threat. Perhaps the LSB could have a virtual retreat to brainstorm on those and then a program on air to bring that discussion to listeners. We do need to look at consultant contractor pay first. We should be paying what employees we have well. How else can we support campaigns like Fight for 15 with a straight face? But we need to evaluate management's effectiveness and innovate on our programming and structure. And I agree that reminding people of membership renewals is a good deal. And that's it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And Gail Bay, please, I'll give you a little more time. Gail, your thoughts, your final thoughts. Gail Bay.
Thank you. I've listened to everything everyone has been saying, and I agree with a lot of the things, especially we talked about the transparency. We talked about being forward-looking. We talked about getting the demographics better. All of those things need to be done. I'm sorry to say I don't have any innovative things to do it, but I'm certainly willing to give my energy to those who have ideas and want to do something. I'm willing to work with them any way that's necessary. Thanks.
It's a great pleasure to hear your thoughts, Gail. Doc Shy, your final comments. Doc Shy. All right. While we're waiting for Doc Shy, Michael Nickerson, your thoughts, please.
All right. Good afternoon, everyone. I appreciate all the comments that I've said thus far. Just a few things. You know, as far as new members, you know, we need to educate the population of young listeners. You know, by sharing the historical significance of the station and the benefits of the station. You know, if each of us would just know about not just only our favorite stations and the favorite programs, but know a little about the other programs, then when we meet someone, we can find out what their interests are and guide them to a particular program that BAI has. also, we should enlist the assistance of the CPA accountant. You know, from what I understand, it's just a bookkeeper. You know, with finances, you need to have an accountant. And an accountant, CPA, that's versed and works and has a history in nonprofits. Now, to that also, I would add that, and I don't know, it might be a legal question or go into legalities, but there more than likely needs to be forensic accounting and enlist the assistance of a forensic accounting firm that can go back, I don't know how many years back, but I would think that, you know, records should be kept and should be accessible to someone. And if legally something has to be done to do that, it needs to be done in order to find out where funds are going and where, how they've been spent, and possibly flush out malfeasance if that is the case. Another thing is there needs to be, you know, a way to justify, you know, having as strong a signal that we have and they're paying for. You know, if there's some way to, I don't know where the funds of the station are coming from, you know, geographically, because we may not need as strong a signal strength if there's no one as far out as the signal goes. If we can see that maybe 75% of funds comes from within half that signal strength, then we may not need as strong a signal and pay as much for a tower if there's another tower that could satisfy those needs at a lesser expense. Lastly, you know, honestly, I have to know how the funds are being spent. You know, it's kind of hard to think that you want to garner extra funds into not just a sinking ship, but a black hole of not knowing. And so, you know, I have ideas about, you know, getting more funds and things like that, but I'm hesitant to do so without really knowing how the funds are being managed. So that's the last thing I have to say.
Thank you for your thoughtful comments, Michael. Doc Shy, your comments, your final comments. I see your hands up. Go on, Doc Shy. Just have to unmute. Okay. Just let me know when you unmute. Carolyn Burden, your final comments. Carolyn?
Yes, I'm just unmuting myself. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Thank you. I just want to repeat the comment immediately preceding Michael Nickerson's was very interesting to me. We do have the power. If you look, I posted the director's inspection right in the search, in the comment section. And you want to copy that because that will disappear when the meeting is over. But in our bylaws, we do have the power, every director has the power to call for an inspection of any document, file, property, doorstep, whatever, at any station, and demand it. I have done several director's inspections in my past life as a P&B member. I've been threatened with physical assault by an attorney who worked for P&B at the time. I have been threatened with worse things. The treasurer actually emptied personnel files when we were on our way to the office to look at some of them. And there was a lot of hostility, which told me that we were on the right path. And when you start using your directors properly, and the directors are not much too cozy with your station people, you will get some clarification and you'll get an improvement in the way the foundation is run. Right now, the directors are not, I think, exercising as much of the possible power as they could. We also need to realize that, as several people pointed out, this is a multimedia world. I read, I'm a reader. I teach writing and have taught writing. I write. But I have a lot of friends and relatives who don't read. They listen. And when I go online and I look at someone who has an article and it's available on audio, I am thrilled, but there are too few of them. So we need to cross our talents with those people who are listeners, with those who are readers, and we have both, and we need to do them. We have to deal very carefully with how we deal with the public and how we ask for money. We need money, but we need to not tie our hands by our sources and not sell our souls to the devil. That's one of the important issues that I hope that we can all remember. One of the things that we need is more transparency. And again, we need a folio. We need to contact every listener and get them involved, ask them what they need, find out what they want. And yes, why I never got, I joke that WBI earns a lot of its money by people like me who forget when they sent in their last $25. And so they send in another $25 just to make sure they can. Really, it's nice for members to know that their memberships are due and we need your money and then some. So I would appreciate anybody interested in working on that. Please go into the folio and you'll see into the chat and you'll see my email, which is burden.carolyn@yahoo.com. And I'd be glad to hear from anybody on any of these issues. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Carolyn. Has anybody else? I know Doc Shy, are you there? Please try me with your final comments if you're there. Doc Shy?
I've been here.
Oh, hello, sorry. Hello. Okay, please. Yes, we're waiting to hear you.
I'm sure you all are. Okay, the last thing I just want to close this with is everyone is talking about different things and they're all important things. These are things we've asked repeatedly for our station management. Get people together in a nice, calm setting and not let it be fractious. Why some of us are running under the banner of sane. You want to keep getting what you've been getting, keep doing what you've been doing. It's called insanity. Right now, we're continuing to do the same old thing. I say we, I'll be one who will take responsibility. Fortunately, that has not worked, at least for the last 13 years. I would say it's probably more like 20 plus years. There are things that can happen right now. Things that people, I'm sure we can't say people's names, but there are several people on this call who I have been working with and I've chosen to work with them because they are sane. They understand and they put their money, their personal monies where their mouth is. Anyone who believes that you can ask people for more money and you can't explain what you've done with the money you've received, crazy. And run from them as far and as fast as you can. You must know where your money is going in order to be able to say, I feel comfortable putting more money out there. I signed up in this last little group, meaning all the things that we were doing for this last election, which got so far off the rails, which was ridiculous. I signed up over 40 people, the youngest of which is only 15 years old. Everybody can sign up people for memberships. Not just talk about what may happen later and what should happen and how we're going to do this, this, and that. I did that. I did that working with other members. This station, WBAI, and other Pacifica stations, but specifically BAI, has been offered a phone system for the last 3 months straight and since 2019. That's not an idea. These aren't thoughts that I'm saying. These are facts. It hasn't been acted on. We have still had the numbers being ported. This particular individual got us 866-888 and 800 numbers with our call letters in there. Not been taken up. Question is why? We need people who really understand what's going on in the world, not just in our own little world inside our heads, but in the world as it is, and what we can do pleading to our own bylaws and our own mission statements. That can be done. As I said, I signed up 40 people. Most of them only heard a couple of shows. They're only interested in a couple of shows. I will end with this. Want to keep getting the same things. Keep putting in the same people and keep doing the same things. And we're going to be in the same place, broke. We are right now seriously broke. It's not kind of broke, almost broke. We are in bankruptcy. And at any point in time, we're defaulted on all our loans. Any of our creditors can call them, and we will be forced into that. Any of our creditors call. Right now, we have an opportunity to put in some people who actually can do the work, not talk the work, but do the work.
And I'll say flat out, I am one who can and will do the work and work with others to make sure the work gets done. I'm not interested in what faction you belong to because I don't belong to the faction. Yet, I'm constantly being accused of being a factional member. Don't believe in factions. It work for me, my ancestry, or anybody else that I know. You have to do the work. Stop talking, start doing. I can sign up 40 members. How many of you signed up? How many of any of the people who are running? How many of you signed up? And what are you going to do in the future to sign up new members and to work on new programs? It's already been said, people like live stuff. Give them live stuff. It doesn't take much, but it does take real vision. All that's been said. We can all work together. BAI has some of the smartest people, and it has. Let's make use of all of them. I thank you.
All right. Thank you. And since Gail and Michael came a little late, Gail, if you want to say another minute or so of comments that you have, please do, because you came late. Go on. If you want.
Well, I don't have anything to add. I think this is really a great meeting. I think we struck all the right points. Now, the only thing is we have to get those points into action. And again, I'm willing to work with anybody who wants to implement stuff. I'm not really that creative, but I'm certainly willing to work with anybody who wants to do stuff. And right now, we've got the stuff out there, what we need to do. Next step, we just got to get out there and do it. Or we're sunk.
All right, thank you, Gail. Michael, your final comments.
I'll just go to what you guys just said. I appreciate what was said already, and I don't need to regurgitate what was said. But I appreciate all you guys. I mean, everyone, you know, everybody can have different opinions, but, you know, the bottom line is the station, you know. And like I said in my statement, you know, I would just be guided by the mission, you know, of the station. You know, because that's it. You know, whatever the vision and the mission of the state is, that's where I'm at. So that's it.
All right. Thank you, Michael. Is there any other candidate that I have not put into the mix here so far? Anybody else who's running who has not had an opportunity to make final comments? Anybody?
Hi. My name is Omane Bell, and I am running for the local board for PCFK.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, please. Please introduce yourself. I'm sorry.
I came in and I didn't know how it worked. So I just thought that it was multiple questions and then you're against other people, but all right.
Yeah, please, okay, please introduce yourself. Go on, please.
Yes. My name is Almanay Bell. I am running for KPFK local board because I am a listener and I enjoy what I listen to, but I do believe there can be additional content that will appreciate our community more in addition to appreciating the value of the actual station. The background that I have in this is being a marketing, I don't want to say expert because I feel like so many people say that, but my history is in taking a gaming page from very few followers to having over 1 million hits in a day. I have started social media pages for people like Vanessa Bell Calloway and taken that to thousands of followers. So I understand what is necessary to have content that people are going to listen to, that they're going to look at, that they will enjoy on various platforms. And I understand also that in radio, people are all there listening. They also need something to look at. And that's not all the time, but it is definitely important in today's media. I do believe also that it's important for us to work together. And the only way for us to get anywhere is to communicate with one another fully and be able to implement one another's ideas in ways that will monetize the station. Some of those ways for me are incorporating new content, and it is working on various platforms, which does mean including YouTube and other stations as well. I think that if we're able to communicate and share our content with other stations, that will do a lot better. And it's not just that, it's little TikToks or whatever, and having events within the community more frequently. I don't think I've ever seen a KPFK event in anywhere I've been, and I spend a lot of time outside sometimes. So yeah, that is my play for action. And I did notice that someone or multiple people said that we need itemization of what's already been spent, because who would want to share more when they don't know what's happening to a place that's already bankrupt? But I do believe it is possible for us to be pulled out of bankruptcy. I do have an idea to produce some new shows that would interest some of the people, and I'm happy to be of service. Thank you.
Again, what's your first name? And what's your first name?
El Monet.
Renee. Okay.
No. Like the painter, Monet.
Oh, Monet. Okay. Monet, please, I put my email in the chat. That's actually an amazingly positive way to end this. This was absolutely wonderful to hear all the different ideas that people expressed. And that's one thing that I'm particularly, as a New Yorker, we just saw yesterday what happened in the square, where an influencer decided to give out PlayStation 5 and everybody went bananas. So that kind of stuff on a more positive note can really be effective. And again, it's my opinion that Pacifica is back in the dinosaur age when it comes to things like this around the network. I see Jim Sagerton, who's a member of the national board. Do you want to make a comment, Jim?
Yeah, I think just very briefly, a lot of people were talking about financial transparency and, thinking that we don't know about our finances. And I just want to say that for several years, I think starting in about 2014, a decision was made on the national board that we didn't need to have audits. Of course, we have to have audits to maintain our nonprofit status, for the IRS, for, the FCC. And after a struggle of many years, we clawed our way back, and, we were behind 5 or 6 audits. We clawed our way back. And we now, as of last year, have a current unqualified audit. And unqualified means, it doesn't mean it's a bad audit. It means there's no information that the auditors felt that they didn't have, such that they couldn't issue an unqualified audit. In other words, it's an unqualified success. Let's try to put it that way. So we do have financial transparency. It's an old story that we did not at one time. Unfortunately, because of the lack of funds right now, our audits were due on June 30th, and we don't have the money to pay for them. As I said earlier, we don't have money to pay for, payroll. We're not paying for our health benefits for our workers, and we don't have money to pay for audits. So we may be about to go into another black hole of unaudited, time, but hopefully we do have some income on the horizon, and hopefully that will arrive before we have any catastrophe. I just wanted to say that the audits are available. If you go up on the website, you can follow the prompts to find the audits.
Well, thank you, Jim. And I want to say, as a member of the National Board, it might be – we, of course, see this information, and I think it would be useful for us to find out what we can actually share with everybody, so that they can actually see what's going on. And, in New York, we have had a relative financial transparency. I have to disagree with that, because I myself have made that information available at times for the past 15 to 20 years. So, perhaps we can have a,
if you wanted to make us available through your ability to get things out there, you can do that. Just be sure you include the management letter, which is a document that has to do with, fiduciary stuff.
Right. Yeah. I would personally want to, basically have a meeting where I went over the latest information so that people could see where we're at. And I think that would put everybody on the same page. As I conclude, I see Doc Shy wants to make a comment. Go on, Doc Shy.
Let me say one final thing. The audits aren't pretty, but they are accurate.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have money. So.
Right. Well, that is a given, and the question is how to solve the problem. Go on, Dr. Shai. You want to make a final comment?
That's real cute. I hope you can hear me.
Yeah, I hear you.
Can you hear me? Hello, hello?
Yeah, we hear you, Doc Shy. You just muted for a second. I don't know what the heck happened. Yeah, there.
Okay, that's what I'm just, it's going crazy here. These are all nice things. You don't need an audit to be able to give anybody a quick snapshot of what's going on. When you're asking people for money, and as I said, I didn't talk about what I might do. I know what I did do. I know what I brought people forward to bring out their monies and their abilities to do. I know what I do in terms of calling people who have money. One of them is my sibling. They have money, but they want to know where their money's going and why. Idea of BAI, they've all heard it before. They've listened. Newer audiences, they haven't listened. But when you can't answer some simple questions, why we're at $120,000 and counting at a call center, doesn't look good, doesn't smell good, doesn't taste good. Don't care if you have audits that are going on. Audits do not tell you what's really happening and why. It just tells you it is happening. Very big difference between an audit and understanding where your money's going. That's analysis. That's financial planning. That's financial stewardship. And that's what I think everybody here is asking for. Honest, transparent financial stewardship, not just audits. $120,000 to a call center. Outrageous and unnecessary. And we have to ask ourselves, if we're paying certain salaries and health benefits, why? What purpose? That goes for everything and everyone. Why?
All right. Thank you. Sally, you had a comment, Sally?
Yeah. I just put in the chat the finance reports page from Pacifica.org. So thank you, James, for sending me in that direction. So that's the where you can find the audits and 990 forms for the national organization. I don't know where the WBAI stuff is. I'm still searching that. Bye.
All right. All right. Well, again, perhaps we will do something like that in the next 2 weeks, to do briefings to the LSB candidates and the public as to what's going on. I personally don't have any problem with that at all, but I think that I just have to get permission from others to show that information. And, you know, I don't think it'll be a problem. People need to know what the hell is going on. All right. Listen, I want to thank everybody for participating. It was really terrific. Thank you all for all your comments and ideas. Monet, great to see you. Love that hairdo you got. And Michael, thank you so much. It's always great to have people in here who are not going to burden us with their accounts of their daring do in the 1960s. And it's very positive to see that we have young people here. Thank you so much, compared to some of us old farts here. So anyway, thank you so much. We're going to have another
question.
One. Yes, Sally, what?
This is Carolyn Burden. Quick
yes,
question.
Carolyn.
Is this going to be available? This broadcast?
It's been recorded on KPTFX. It's been cached on KPTFX. Otis has been recording it from the start, and I believe Michael has too.
And I assume that the chat will not be as usual.
I'll ask Michael about that. I'm not. It's my account. I'll save. I haven't been recording it. I guess I can save the chat.
That would be great. Thank you so much.
Let me see how I can do that. But yeah.
Michael White can save the chat if he's got the Zoom account that's open. Or
it's
you
my
got the Zoom account that's open. You can save it by copying and pasting it somewhere.
All right.
Jim's account, so his options for saving the chat are with him, and he may or may not be able to do it.
If Mike stays on the phone call, I can save the chat. And
can I get a brief question in?
Can I ask a question? Mayotte, okay, go on. You have the last word. Go on.
Ali, I'd like to get your email. Is Ali still on?
That's up to Ali. Ali, do you want, you mind giving your email in an open meeting?
My email is my first name, my whole first name. You could put it on the chat and.
Would you spell it, please?
Yeah, it's A-L-E-J-A-N, D as in David, R-I-N-A, and it's N-Y-C, the number one, numero uno, you know, at gmail.com.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for participating. We will again do several of these. And it was very great to hear all your thoughts. It was very interesting to hear. There is a great deal of congruence among many of us. And I want to thank everybody for participating today. It was very useful to hear everybody's opinion.
Thank you,
thoughts.
Jim Dingman. Thank you very much.
Yeah. No, I thank you guys.
Thanks, Jim.
You know, I thank you all.
For- Thank you, Jim,
for participating. And,
okay,
and our, thank you, our comrades in Los Angeles who decided to participate. Thank you so much.